just being here on this planet and being alive, when the more and more you look at that, you know that right away, my golly, that's the gift in itself. And then we should take a look inwards, possibly at ourselves, and say, okay, what are we doing? What are we doing wrong? What are we doing right? And how do we make it better? Of course, that's if you want to make it better. I don't know that that's everybody's objective, but it should be. It should be to improve oneself, to aspire to new heights, to learn, to discover, to be unique. But in the sense of all of this, when you look around the world right now, whether it's your world or the big world, does it feel like everything is going to hell? And does it feel like things aren't good? They're not in the right place. You're unsettled. You don't feel right.
Well, the big question on everyone's mind, it's a gender thing, or is it? World peace, religion, sex, money, politics, climate change, big business, big ideas and big egos. Nothing is off limits. As I'm joined by some of the most accomplished and highly opinionated women from the far left, the far right, and the far reaches of the planet. This is Malcolm Out Loud, and you're listening to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure.
Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, Season 2 today. Yvette Taylor is here. She's the creator of the Energy Alignment Method and Transformational Mentor. Dr. Faye Wilson is an author, inspirational speaker, ordained minister, and underdog advocate. Linda Martinelli is here. She's an entrepreneur, owner, and president of Proforma Graphic Print Source. Susan Price is a Gold Star mother. She's a patriot, investigative researcher, national voice, veteran advocate. Okay, so when we go around the room, I want to do a quick round robin with all of us since we're all at the table of life here, okay? And really kind of just start with this concept of, you know, who's really responsible? So when you look at your world, whether it's the big world or your world itself, what do you see? What is there? Is it bad? Is it good? Is everything coming apart, or is it? Do you feel good? Susan Price, I'm going to start with you because you didn't expect me to.
That's okay. So, I don't feel guilty about it either.
Exactly. So let's start right with you, because I know. And just that, so what is it? Is the world, does it feel like it's becoming unglued? Does it feel like things aren't quite where they should be? Or is everything okay in your world?
Well, when I take a look at my world, and this is just really funny that we're talking about this now, because I have been going through some lessons with my two daughters, and the one in particular that I babysit for, and I'm over there more than enough that I should be, and he had to lay the smack down like 3 weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
And just say, I have to start allowing time and space for me, and I can't do this every single week. I can't. And so I don't feel guilty now, but at first I did, but I had to confront I had to confront myself and say, when they're in their world doing these things, they're not thinking about what my needs are, and they're grown women in their 30s. So, no, I've been working through this.
You know, Susan, I can see your daughter there. Hold on. I don't know your daughter, but I can see her there and saying, what do you mean, Mom? You have a life? You don't have a life. Get out of here, right?
You better believe it. That's exactly what they say.
Exactly.
I could be on the phone with a congressman or somebody important, and they're like, tell your friend to call you back later.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Oh, yeah. That's how it is. Yeah.
Oh.
So, yes. So I had to lay the smack down, and I don't feel guilty. But it was a rude awakening when I did confront myself at first. And
right.
Then,
very interesting.
Because I felt guilty.
Very interesting opening that you have to that. That's kind of interesting in the scope of personal responsibility and where we're at. But let's take it upward, and let's do this. So let's, when you look at the bigger world, though, how does that feel to you? Does the world as a whole, is it going where it needs to go, or is it a problem?
Well, I believe that the world is starting to get worked out from the problems that were inherited.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in the next month, 6 months to the next year, people are going to see that we're in a healing. We're moving into a healing energy.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good. Put that out there. Healing energy. I like that.
Yes.
Let's remember that, ladies. Healing energy. Dr. Faye Wilson, let's check in with you here and start the conversation as well. So now, looking at the big world, what do you think?
Looking at the big world, I don't know. I really and truly don't know. I pray and I trust that everything will ultimately come together. Mm-hmm. And in my personal world, I'm good. I feel excellent. I feel things are going well. But when I think of the world holistically, I am concerned. So I continue to pray.
Okay. All right. So I'll leave that as a question mark.
Yeah.
Okay. Linda Martinelli, what do you think, love? What do you, when you look at all of this, does it feel like it should? Or,
well, I think that there's a lot of things obviously wrong in the world, but you know, when you look at everything with a historical perspective, just say that you go to Rome and you learn about the history there. This has been the way of the world probably since the beginning of time. There's never been a calm time in the world, really. So when I look at it with the big picture, as Malcolm says, the 30,000 foot view, I don't think that we're in so much of a worse place than we've ever been. In my world, I do everything I can to make my world be a good world, and everybody around me's world be a good world, and that's the best I can do.
Yeah, no, and I totally get that. That is really, it defines potentially what we talk about when we say self-responsibility, because really that's what each of us can do, is really circle around our world, and we can change those things that we can change. Mm-hmm. Those things that we impact, the relationships, the people we meet, all of that. But beyond that, well, you see, it takes a lot of synergistic force. That's where the energy is. And the more and more, like every seed you plant will grow up, hopefully, to be a big tree someday, yeah? And it's the same with all of us when we connect. Yvette Taylor, this was a conversation that came from you. So this was something you were passionate about, because I know, with the energy alignment method and all the wonderful things that you're doing out there and being a transformative person, this is a conversation that started initially from you. You said, you know, we got to cover this on Life Liberty, and here we are. So I saved you for last out of the opening comments here. Help me define, Yvette, when we talk about responsibility, and I took it up to the big world. There are a lot of people who run around saying, you know, the sky is falling. I call it the Chicken Little complex of that. You understand? Yeah. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. The sky. I call that, really, it is the Chicken Little complex, you know? And the sky is always falling, it seems, Yvette, because that's the way they visualize their life. And, of course, you know darn well, Yvette, what you visualize is who you are, what you'll be, and, you know, what the product is.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's what you get. That's darn right. So where are we at in the world itself? Because when you look historically at all of the things around, I'm not so sure that things are, I don't certainly get that. In fact, they've been far worse for humanity than they are at this moment. Does that mean we're doing a great job? I don't know that I'd take it that far. But then again, we are talking the human race here, Yvette. That should qualify it, right?
It's a big conversation. It's a really big conversation. And thank you for taking part or letting us have this conversation today. But I think for me, I don't think the world is going to pot at all. I know right now on the surface, things, you know, if you look at things like the big plastic problems that we have and obviously some of the issues that we have in politics, but I believe that they're actually there in order for us to see that there are things that need to change and for us to individually take responsibility about bringing that change forward. If we hadn't seen these things in the world, I think things would carry on a path and things would progressively get worse. But I think more and more people are seeing now that we are the ones that need to step up and start making those shifts and changes in the world and take responsibility for ourselves, our communities, and the wider world. It's not just about the, you know, the people and places that we can touch. So I'm quite excited about it. I think we are in a period of chaos. But on the other side of chaos is that shift and that change and that transformation, that healing world that we are coming into, that I think Susan mentioned. I think we're on our way to it, and I'm quite excited to see where we go.
Yvette, you made my day. Because really, I did not know what your answer was going to be. I wasn't sure. I mean, I think I know you enough to know, but you're really not sure sometimes. And I wasn't sure how you would preference the conversation when we started it. And that you thought, you know, was it the Chicken Little complex, or was it more of what you said? And I think what you said so gracefully, that, you know, yeah, there we are in a position of excitement and opportunity. And that should make sense, because you always are an optimist. You're always talking about the glass being more than half full. So I should have realized that. But I also thought maybe you might take it the other way, because there were certain questions like in here, like who is responsible for this? Who is to blame? Well, you know, I can answer all of that in seconds. I mean, who's to blame is ourselves. Again, it is personal. If your world around you, like Linda said, if you're impacting those people around you and you are doing everything you can do for your world, then my friends, you are part of the solution. You are not part of the problem. Okay. If you're part of the Chicken Little syndrome, then you're obviously part of the problem. If that's your world and it's always falling apart and the sky is indeed falling, then that's it. You know, the other big takeaway, Yvette, that I want to take further here, that you so get, and I think all of you, you ladies do, and if you don't, you darn well will before we end this production today, I am certain, is the fact, and it's something I talk about all the time, Yvette, so I really appreciate this conversation. It's the point of disruption, and it's the point of the beauty and the opportunity and the grand things ahead. The only way to get there, the only way to get to the other side of this thing, people, is through disruption. It's through those moments, which, Yvette, you said are opportunities. They're opportunities to improve and increase ourselves and to make it better. And you are so right, because you know what? There's nothing we've done in this world that hasn't come without pain, hasn't come without suffering, that hasn't come without something. And all of that, when you measure it out, there's a reason these things are in front of us. And darn, aren't you right? These are just nothing more than opportunities. So everybody listening to this should raise their glass a little higher today and know that if these ladies say it's so, it's so. You know, I mean, that's it. It's so. So I want to erase. So my dear optimistic friend, Dr. Faye Wilson, we need to change her question mark to a big fat yes and say, no, it is exciting. We got all this. It's not a question mark anymore. We're going to, now there's always going to be some potholes and some, you know, some pitfalls in the, you know, that's the definition of life. I mean, but I guess life is what you want to make it. Yvette, keep going with that a moment here before we get and interact a little more. I mean, life is kind of, I mean, listen, life is your paradise. The fact, like Taz says to us, you know, you're on the evolutionary lottery here. I mean, this is the 400 trillion to one case that you were even born. At that point, to chipper up a little bit, will you? Right?
I think for me, when we think about things in the big wide world, and I hear you, Dr. Faye, with the reasons why you would want to pray for the world, there are so many things that we can all look at, and you can easily point the finger and say, you know, this is wrong and that's wrong and that's wrong. But the truth is, we have, as a human race, we have an answer for every single problem that we face right now. Wow. There is an answer for all of them. We can solve all of these issues. The thing is, we aren't doing it. In all cases, we aren't doing it. And usually that comes down to power, control, or money. Like, usually those are one of the things that are standing in the way of those things being implemented. But there is an answer for something. It's just about us taking the action. And I think that for me is where the self-responsibility piece comes down. And then the bigger context of us as a society, as countries, and, you know, as a human race on this planet, there is an answer for everything. We just need to go out there and do. instead of just talking about it.
Yeah, get out and do. Yeah, let's branch over to Linda just a moment here, Linda, and back to I'm listening now with Yvette. Is, I mean, you've got to admit, Linda, she's probably more eloquent than I am when it comes to explaining this stuff. You know, I mean, she's really good at this and does it for it's why she does it for a living. I mean, she's really brilliant with it. But I'm listening to this and we're talking about, and I really appreciate Dr. Faye putting the question mark out there. I think it's totally understand. Understand what she's saying. Here's what I want to unveil and put in front of all of us, Linda, is this. I think a lot of the problems are the fact that Yvette says we can solve all of this stuff. We can do all of this stuff. I mean, it's all doable. It's here. Good people can make the difference. We do it every day. When we, every one of you ladies, I mean, this whole platform is full of people like with this great attitude that just you have to adore. You have to love. And but, you know, the problem is as to why the question mark is sometimes there is this. It's what's out in society. There's a lot of people out there that, and I'm going to pick on the media just for a quick moment here, and the government as well. Is it the media? Is it the government? Let's talk about that a moment, because these people are really the essence of Chicken Little, because they thrive on bad news. If you've got a television and you're watching any of that stuff, or you, well, clearly you're going to have question marks. You're going to have more than question marks. You're going to be so negative and upset because it that you would not feel like anything's headed in the right world, because all they report is on murder, rape, mayhem, and violence, and you know. It's pretty sick, Linda. I mean, isn't that clearly why a lot of people's glasses are less than half full and probably on empty?
Well, it is, because all that you hear all day is news like that. And why? Because good news doesn't sell, and the bad news does sell. So we are bombarded day in and day out with nothing but bad news on TV, in the media, in the papers. And it does have an effect on people. You know, and we're talking about, when you talk about the government, so we have the huge thing right now with the politics of identity, right? Mm-hmm. Where we're all made to feel guilty for something. So I'm guilty because I'm white. I'm guilty because I'm black. I'm guilty because I'm Hispanic. I'm guilty for something. I'm guilty because I have too much money. I'm guilty because I don't have enough money. And yeah, it's pretty depressing. So I think that if we just dial it back and come back into ourselves and our own personal worlds, that Yvette is absolutely right. We have the answers for everything. And when I feel really guilty about something, and I'm not a guilt-ridden person, there are things that I feel guilty about. And one funny one that I really feel guilty about is every time I travel, which is a lot, I have to leave my dog, and I feel terribly guilty about that. And so it's a small thing, and you could take it from a small thing to a big thing, whatever it is in your life. So figure out how to deal with that and create the answer and move forward.
Yeah, the guilt, 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 guilt. It's the guilt game is what it is.
It is a guilt game. It is ascribed to us by others.
Why do we have to succumb to what they want? See, that's the thing about it is, you know, enough is enough. And I, being a, you know, you laugh here. I mean, being an informed guy, Yvette, as a commentator and news guy, I speak about all these things. But, you know, I'm more than tired of it. I am so fed up with all of the crap out there. And that's why it's, you know, it's over the top. And I don't even want to, I don't want that stuff on my diet. I don't want that in my morning coffee. I don't want to digest all of that. You know, let's find some answers.
And I agree, Malcolm. I agree with Linda, too. It's like, how many people am I? I'm responsible for my own soul.
Right.
And I tell my daughters this, because sometimes I wake up and their phone calls are the first one, and they're cramming their stuff down my throat, that I just have to say, hold on a minute. You know, I'm here to love you and support you, but, you know, let's take it back. I don't need to feel guilty for whatever you got going on, whatever inequities. Work them out. I'm a happy-go-lucky person by nature, and I don't want to take on those burdens. I'm here to help people. I help many people. I'm a big advocate. And I don't want other people to put their stuff on me, project whatever problems or thoughts they have onto me and my world when I'm trying to be a light and a beacon, you know, to others. So
that's well said. Well said. Well said. I mean, being a light and a beacon. But are we ever living an authentic life? Are we ever living the life we want? And, you know, I say that to you all, and I'm as guilty. I say this like I'm some sort of a, like I'm a high priest and I got all this nailed down a bit. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a bunch of rubbish. I myself, I'm not living my perfect life either. I mean, because of responsibilities and things you have on you. I mean, my perfect life, ladies, is to be, you know, on this oasis island with beautiful women walking around, feeding me grapes and throwing things at me and what have you. And boy, we'll pause right there and be back in a minute. Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutloud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. You know, it's easy to blame society because, again, if you follow the bouncing ball, somebody is always responsible for something, you know. One of the big things we seem to have a problem with today, and let me just talk to you a moment with, and Yvette, I'd like you to chime in as well, seems to be race and racism seems to still have raised its head again. And Dr. Faye, I have a point I want to make with you in a second, but Yvette, chime in on that. I want to hear from you a moment on racism. How much of a problem is that today when we talk about society and the blame game? Is that a big problem again today, or do you think it's just not even a factor?
I know it's a big issue for so many people, but for me, it still comes back to the thing that sits behind this whole conversation, which is the pointing the finger at they said this or they said that, or it's about this belief that we are separate from one another and therefore we need to identify ourselves and that we're different or better or bigger than that person for whatever number of reasons. And I think for me, that's the thing that sits underneath all of this, whether we talk about this on a society, humanitarian level, government level, you know, society or individually, it always comes down to this belief that we are separate from one another and that you are different to me or I'm different to you, or that there's something separate between us. But the truth is we are actually all one. And I know that might sound exceptionally spiritual for a Tuesday.
Yeah, no, Yvette, but when we talk about being the divide, the separate a moment here, okay, which you could take that in all kinds of ways, of the haves and have-nots, the race question, you know, I've got a job, you don't, I'm better because of this, you're not, you know, we think differently, or you're a liberal, I'm a conservative, I'm a liberal, you're a conservative, or I don't like the way you look, or I eat vegetables, you eat beef, I mean, you know, whatever it is. Can we agree that the reason the powers to be, again, when we talk about government, when we talk about media, when we talk about society as a whole, that isn't it empowering for these forces to keep us divided? Yvette, don't you see that as empowered for them?
But who is it? It's empowering them, but disempowering us.
Totally.
Individually.
Which
is where, for me, it comes back to the self-responsibility piece. Because if individually we took responsibility for us, for who we are, for how we feel, for what we think, what we say and what we do, mm-hmm. all of these outside forces, even in this conversation, we were saying, oh, you know, I don't want to see all of that stuff on my news and my media and things. It's like, well, don't watch the TV. Just blank it out. The reason that they keep going is because they make money from it. And if everybody took responsibility for themselves and stopped engaging in it and they stopped making money from it, mm-hmm. they'd stop creating it.
Yeah.
But we feed into that all the time. We are perpetuating the energy of all of these things consistently by playing into more of the story. So even on the racism front, or like you said, you know, I eat meat, you don't eat meat, you're feet are pink, mine are blue,
Right.
whatever the
Whatever
separation
it
is,
is, yeah.
we are, by giving more attention to it, we are putting more energy into it, and we're creating more of the things that we say that we don't want.
Yeah,
So
it's all a little sick, Yvette. It's all a little sick. I mean, let's face it, you know?
This is, Malcolm, this is what they're doing in the media and the government to all of us is, again, the guilt trip that they throw out the race card for everything. And I have to tell you, as somebody that travels this country, I mean, almost every day of my life, going here and there, in the relationships, in the people, in the places that I go, I just don't see it. Does it exist? Of course. Let's not, you know, kid ourselves. But everywhere that I go, people are, you know, they're just people. They're just talking to each other as people. And there is not this huge divide that is put out there in the media. And I'm really interested in Dr. Fay's comments, because as I'm sure that she knows, I wrote an article about this week and on America Out Loud. And I just don't see the divide that is being, again, ascribed to us as being there.
Yeah, you wrote a piece that is absolutely fantastic. It's called Free and Accountable. And it touches on all the things that really are irritants in your life. And you know, I got to tell you something, Linda. And listen to this, ladies. I want to share this quick little story with you because, okay. You know, we just had this horrible incident in the States here. And Yvette, I don't know that you even have heard about it. Maybe you have, but it was at a Waffle House, and a guy walked into a Waffle House naked. Obviously, the guy has mental problems, to say the least. And he killed four people. He could have killed dozens more. I mean, he had a loaded AR-15. He wasn't allowed. He was illegal. He got the whole gun. Had nothing to do with the gun. I mean, he got it illegally. He wasn't even lawfully entitled to have a weapon. The guy was cracked out. But this is what criminals do, which, you know, it's a whole other conversation, but an important one to have, I will tell you that. And so this guy goes in there, and he does this, and he kills four people because he's mad at the world, mad at everything, probably mad at the way his pancakes came out in the morning. Who knows? I mean, it's the blame game of blaming everybody and everything. And then these people come very, very disturbed. But here's what's really cool about this story. So this guy who did this, well, he was stopped in his tracks. He could have killed 40 people because it was a lot of people there, and he only killed four. And you know why? Because it was a hero, okay? And here's what I really like about this story, Linda, which is interesting. The guy who stopped him, who is an amazing man, I've listened to him talk now two or three times. I really want to have him on a show in the Brink of Greatness, and he's a Black American. So instead of the media perpetrating that, oh, the Black American came in and killed somebody, what have you. So the guy hit. So we talk about race and all of that, Linda. So what I find interesting about the story is the hero was a beautiful man, a Black American, and the guy who was killing people was a crazy white American. So what the hell's race got to do with anything? Not a damn thing, Linda. You know?
No, it doesn't. And why do we even have to say that one is one and one is the other? They're just people to me.
They are people.
And
yeah.
he is a huge hero. And I love his honesty about the story, too.
I know.
So, I mean, that's probably a whole nother subject.
Well, it is, but it's an important one about the blame game. And then we see this thing happen. And I thought, you know what? It's a very interesting story. And I was so thrilled to see that. And the guy's a hero to me. And of course, he doesn't want to be a hero. But then heroes don't ever want to be heroes, do they, ladies?
He wanted to go home to his kids. And that was his motivation.
Well, what's happened is, in my opinion, is that society has been conditioned to believe and to see through different lenses. And we have this divide, and it is a divide. But it's because of the media. It is because of the devil who comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and to keep people divided, to keep people fighting, whether it's over your skin color or it's over your hamburger. It doesn't matter. As long as people can be divided, and because united, we are so strong and so powerful. You know, earlier in the show, I heard Malcolm say that I raised a question, and it wasn't so much a question as is my view and what I see. I'm a very, very visual person. I have to see the picture. Where are we going and where are we now? I don't know where we're headed because there's billions of people in the world with billions of different ideas and opinions. And how do we bridge this gap, whether it's racism, religion, ideas, geographical differences, or because I'm from this country, I'm better, or because I'm from the South, there is a divide between the North and the South that still exists. And we still have people in the South that's upholding the Confederate flag. People in the North don't see that, but we in the South do see it. People waving the flag or putting it on the back of the truck to uphold their ideas of what this country should be. And so when we get to talking about what's going to happen in the future, we're considering the opinions of a lot of people and their behaviors that Washington cannot legislate. There is no government on this planet that can legislate. Again, I've said this before, decency, common sense, kindness, and love. The best we can do individually is to go inside of our own houses and begin to allow the light that we are to shine in the world that we have some say-so over. You may not have say-so over your child's world when they become an adult, but where I live right now, I can control where I am. I can walk down the street and let the light that I am radiate to those that are around me. I can do that. I can be here on America Out Loud with these beautiful people, and I can allow that light to shine through me. But, it takes all of us. It really does. It takes all of us working together to really impact the world at large.
But there's one thing you can't control, Dr. Fay, and I know you can't control that darn train that comes through your neighborhood occasionally.
I did not give up caving and quit on that. I called them. They can't give me a schedule.
She wanted the schedule, right? That's cool, man. That's cool. Yeah, we can't give you the schedule. All right. Well, to your point there, you talk about the divide, Dr. Fay. They want us. You see, here's the thing, though, and I think, Yvette, I think you would agree with this, and we'll get Susan to chime in on this as well here, but, tell me if this is right or wrong, but, when you say the divide, like they want us divide, they want, well, sure, okay. Well, you know what's funny, ladies, is I don't have a divide in my life. You know why? Because I don't play the divide game. Never did it in my life. Have no idea. And I don't succumb to other people's. I am in control of my mind. I am in control of my actions. I am in control of all my thoughts and what I digest into my brain and my mind. So there is no divide in my world, Dr. Fay. It doesn't exist. So if you've got a divide in your world or you, one of you ladies does, I think it's your problem. And you got to start to look at, and this is a lesson for every one of you listening out there. You got a divide in your problem, whatever it is. Like you said, someone's got pink feet, you've got blue feet. You got a big nose, she's got a short nose. Someone's got more money than you, get off your ass and earn it. You got a problem out there, do something about it or shut up.
Malcolm, I'm saying that because I hear stories. I hear stories that maybe you don't hear. Each of us are in our own space and we encounter different people.
Yeah, but
at
you only
times.
Hear the stories when you digest them into your brain. You don't have to tolerate that. You don't have to put up with that.
No,
there is no divide unless you make the divide in your mind.
Malcolm, when someone that's of a different skin color is shown prejudice and hatred because of their skin color, you're telling me that I need to ignore that? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not telling you what to do with somebody. Punch them in the nose. How's that? Punch them in the nose.
When I know that a child has been prejudiced against because they are not learning.
Well, here's the thing.
There's so many stories
Stories because, listen, the world is not a perfect world. And are always going to be losers out there and people that are trying to create a divide. And the people that want to create a divide will always exist. It's existed since the beginning of time. It's not going to change today. But you, as a person, whoever you are, you have to decide whether you're going to digest this into your life. Now, I don't digest that. So if it, what I do is I push, I resent that. I rebel against that. They don't come into my life. I don't do gossip. I don't get in and cut other people up. I don't talk. So if you've got negative energy, you'll get, see, I'm the worst one about negative energy. I am not the cat to talk to if you've got a barrel load of problems you just want to bitch about. You probably don't want to call me. You understand, ladies? Yeah, I'm not the cat that wants to hear your problems because I didn't subscribe to their way of thinking because I didn't play the whole rat game. So
Yeah.
that's all I'm saying.
Maybe I'm a little bit sensitive when I see children or I see elderly people being abused. And no, I'm not going to turn my head. What would we be if everybody turned their head when they saw people being hurt?
Well, there's a difference between turning your
I don't care
head
who it is.
or calling the officials. So, well, let's get something clear here. No, no
Yeah.
one would condone what you just said. You either call
Yeah.
the officials and you report something accordingly, but that doesn't mean
Absolutely.
you, well, all right, but that doesn't mean you digest that into your own brain to think that that's the norm. I mean,
Of
that doesn't have to
course.
be, okay, well,
Yes.
that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about not admitting something that somebody did something. That's a whole different argument, Dr. Faye. You're not going to pin that on me. No way. Listen to her, Yvette. You believe what she's trying to do to me?
When Malcolm said that, I thought about what's that thing, the pinata?
Yeah, the pinata. I'm the pinata today. Yeah, I get it. My dear friend Dr. Fade trying to pin a needle in me. All right, Yvette, rescue me, will you please?
I'm not coming in to rescue you, Malcolm. I'm actually coming in to honor Dr. Faye because every time you speak, you give me goosebumps. And I think even with what you're sharing about not turning your head, I believe that is also part of our self-responsibility because you're right, we're never going to find a community, a society where we all have exactly the same thoughts and beliefs. And I do believe we need to stand up for what is right, what we believe is right. But I think too many people do let things go. So many people would walk past a situation like that and they would think that it's nothing to do with them. And it's a really fine line, I think, between stepping in and becoming, the pusher or the antagonist in the situation and stepping in from a place of love and light, which you talked about so beautifully. Like I can walk through my community and I can be the beacon of light. I think whenever you can come from that place and step into a situation to say, no, this isn't okay, this needs to stop. I think it comes from a very different place of stepping in and saying, no, you need to stop doing that thing because you're coming from that place of feeling empowered. And I believe that is self-responsibility. Whether it's just for you or the community you love or the people outside of you, it takes each and every one of us to take that action from a place of love. And if everybody was taking action from a place of love, the world would be a very, very, very different place. I think the problem lies in the fact that most people are taking action, but not from a place of love, from a place of trying to control the situation to bend it to their will, because everything from love would end up in the right outcome.
Okay,
Everything.
more love coming your way in 90 seconds, people.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
All right, so in this last segment of Life Liberty here, Yvette, you say, is it me? So we've kind of covered the whole griping thing of government, society, all the big people that are after me. Now, is it me? Let's talk about these seven keys to being responsible that you mentioned here in this very interesting piece here, okay? And when you're talking about, you know, understanding could it possibly be you, you come right down this list here. Presence, that is the experience of living in the present moment. Again, it's something we talk about all the time. This is actually a big problem. Because there are a lot of people in life who live in yesterday. They live in the past. In fact, I know a lot of people who do this. They live yesterday, so they never really are present in the moment because they have regrets. So they live in a very regretful world. In fact, society does this as a whole. We tend to look back and then we have all these problems that happened 100, 200, 300 years ago, and we sort of never get over them. We never let them go. And it's the same thing with our own lives. We're not living in the present moment. This is probably one of the problems that society has, ladies, is we don't live in the present moment often. I mean, I do. Again, back to what I say to people all the time, life is a gift. Enjoy right this moment. You know. And you know, the saying I use, Susan, have you on this conversation, one of the lessons I always use in life is, again, the front window. Spend 90% of your time looking through the front window of life. Use only 10% in the rearview mirror. That's it. Just allow yourself, only 10% is lessons of life, so you stay on track to where you're going, but don't put your focus and attention in the rearview mirror.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah. Stay present in the moment. And make your own world the best place that you can. And be aware of what's going on. If you help one person, pay it forward with love, attention, awareness, and advocacy, that person will go help another person and it starts a chain reaction. That's all you can do, is just if you really put love into it and be authentic, live in the moment, do all you can do to make your own world the perfect place you can for yourself. And then others will follow, you know.
So, well, that's kind of what Linda said earlier. She impacts her own world that way. And I know Yvette and Dr. Faye would agree with what you just said based on that, the love thing and all of that, you know.
And then, Malcolm, I'm aware of what goes on. And let me tell you, and I, like Dr. Faye with the children and elderly people, I get it. And like you said, it's been going on since the days before Christ and the Romans. But there is a big surge going on around the world globally and with regarding children and just for an example, human trafficking. That's all coming out right now. And there's a big healing going on. So I know because I'm working in the background on parts of that.
Well, we've become more aware of it. That's what I see. And that's communications.
And so right. So you see it out in the news, but there's a healing now because a few years ago, people were trying to conceal it. They were doing business, making money off of these children. No, that's not. There's new orders now, executive orders in charge. The smack's being put down on that. So there's a big healing. So,
well, you talk about executive orders, Susan. Who puts the executive orders out? Yep. What do you mean they're executive orders? From who?
The president. President Trump put the executive order out.
For what? To stop human trafficking? What the hell's that going to do?
Yeah.
This executive order ain't
going
to mean nothing.
He's going after and being holding people accountable.
Yeah.
There's certain people in high places and corporations and
I appreciate the optimism, but I don't think him putting executive order out is going to change any of that, because quite frankly, God had executive orders out at the beginning of time, and human beings haven't listened to God. Why are they going to listen to President Trump?
Well, one person is doing what he can do. The rest of us are doing what we can do.
Amen.
And it's all of us.
Yeah, I just want to ruffle your feathers and give you a hard time, Susan.
I know you do. You love it. That's
exactly
okay.
Right.
I don't feel guilty.
All right. Well, it makes us think at least, right? I mean, you know, I love playing devil's advocate. But, you know, Linda, I consider myself, Linda, my description of myself is I'm an angel that likes to be a devil's advocate. How's that?
Well,
are you buying any of that?
Well, no, not really. But you know what? I want to say one thing about guilt, because I think that there's some good aspects to guilt. I think it can be a healthy indicator to keep us doing the right things so that when we feel guilty about something, we can make a change. But I can't stress enough that I don't know the right word. I despise other people putting guilt on me. And I don't like it when the Hollywood people tell us all that we're this or that. And, you know, the big thing now, they're doing the Me Too, they're doing the racist thing, they're doing all these things.
Well, that's their go-to card, Linda. That's always their go-to card. Yeah,
absolutely.
And they can't win anything
else, God
forbid.
And nobody has the right to put that on somebody else.
Right.
And those are things that, I mean, just everybody needs to know that they need to reject it and not take those
things to heart. That's the key right there, Linda. That's the key right there.
Don't let people put guilt on you.
You got to reject it. Yeah, Linda, that's it.
We can create enough of our own. We don't need
that. But that's what I said in the last segment when Yvette didn't support me and she went to Dr. Fay instead of supporting Malcolm is what I said. You said it more gracefully, but, you know, but she didn't support me. She's like, I like what Dr. Fay said.
Malcolm, you are trying to make Yvette feel guilty right now.
It's not going to land with me, love.
Oh, man. She's one up on us, huh? All right. Let's look back at this list here. We've got a number two on this list. And this is kind of tricky, though. Honesty, that is telling the straight up, nothing left out, truth in life. Yeah, but the truth can get you in a lot of trouble, ladies. You know that.
But if the truth, if the truth comes from love, it can never be wrong.
Yeah, but the truth can get, you know, a lot of people that say they're truthful, what I'm saying, what I'm saying is, no, listen, the truth can be a real problem because of the politically, and if that, don't give me the rubbish that you believe that the truth is good, it's got to be, because that's not even true. I mean, let's talk about, I mean, come on. I mean, the whole politically correct crowd, which is a good part of the planet, they don't want any truth. Get out of here. These people don't want truth. They want to know truth if it fell from the sky. They just want to make up their own fairy tale land. There is no truth to a lot of these people. It's politically correct. It's no, say what you're supposed to say. Don't say anything wrong.
I think it depends.
It depends. That's a good answer, love, when you don't know what the hell to say. I agree with you. It depends. Yeah. No, I have a big point, don't I, ladies?
Well, you have a point. People don't want to feel bad. They don't want to feel guilt. They don't want to feel shame, but they do want to blame, to find some scapegoat to justify feeling the way that I feel. Therefore, I will feel better about whatever it is that I've done or said. Whatever laws or legislation that we have, it is birthed out of human need or the need to. You look at the both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans. Is it really laws that are being passed for the people holistically, or is it, are we held up because of all the competition of people trying to be in control? Who mentioned power, greed? Somebody mentioned power, control, and money. I think that was Yvette.
I'm not giving her any credit, so you keep talking here. I'm not going to. No credit. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
But I thought about that power, control, and money. Is that what's really happening even in our.
Of course it is. Well, you're 100%
right. I just thought about that.
No, you're 100% right. So, I mean, you're right on, Dr. Fay. No, because that is the ultimate. That's all they really want, Dr. Fay, is they, with all due respect here, and not that I'm going to start to be respectful now at the show, now that we're coming to the third chapter, right? All of a sudden, he's going to be respectful. It's like when people say, let me be honest a moment, right? Shut up. You're never honest. Why are you going to be honest now? Oh, can I be respectful a moment? No. Continue to be the idiot that you are. Okay, great. So that's the whole truth thing, right? Well, listen, all right, I love this list here, but the whole truth thing, I think the politically correct crowd, they don't want the truth. So let's be real. The truth hurts. When I say the truth hurts, Linda Martinelli, you know darn well what I'm talking about. So don't even give me any crap here. Yes or no?
Well, the truth can hurt, but, you know, yes. I think that the people that make you feel bad and make you feel guilty and blame you, this is their problem, right?
Oh, totally.
It's their problem because if they're pointing at you, you're not looking at them.
Totally.
And that's the whole issue.
Say what you just said again. That was so well said. If you're not Say that again.
If they're pointing at you, you're not looking at them.
See, there you go. I love that. Love that. Now, Yvette, you're going to compliment her for saying that? That was good.
That was beautiful, Linda. That was beautiful. Oh, and it's true. It is true, but that's the whole thing behind the blame, shame, guilt game is It's exactly that. I'm going to push this away from me and it's going to be pointed at you. The finger's going to be pointed at you because then I don't have to look at myself. And that is the underlying thing that sits behind it all.
That is well said, ladies. That is really
right. And
well
everybody
said.
Won't look at me and know that I'm a fake and a fraud, right? I mean, that's
exactly
that's the whole game with it. And it's pervasive right now, and it makes me mad every day when I hear it.
Have I told you ladies today how much I love you?
Several times, thank you.
Well, I'm telling you again. How's that? All right, I want to finish this list of seven real fast here because the honest thing, we kind of killed that to death here. The next one, being solid, stable, and disciplined, words and actions. So that's backing up what you say you're going to do. I guess being solid, stable, yeah. Well, you know, say what you're going to do and do what you say. Is that what that is all about? I think, you know, be who you are, right? Be authentic, I guess. That would be where that is. Congruent, that is words, actions, facial expression, body language, and tone of voice, all communicate the same message of clarity. Oh, I think that's just good human relations right there, ladies. That's great advice for all of us to take, is to, you know, to be optimistic within our world, but the way we interact with the world, our words, our actions, our facial expressions, our body language, our tone of voice, it all sends a message, doesn't it? It's all part of our brand, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all who we are. We all have a personal brand. You know, I mean, I've created one for me online, on my shows and the rest of it that, you know, people think I'm some, whatever.
What?
Something. Anyways, let me get to number five here. Not knowing.
None of us even knew how to fill in that.
Exactly. That's okay. I'm going to keep it going,
many,
Linda.
There were too many descriptors.
Exactly. Thanks, Yvette. So number five, not knowing and being open about it. Yvette, talk about that one. What does that mean?
So if sometimes I think people think they need to have the answer to everything, and it's okay to not know. We don't all know everything. And I think very often people like to think they know it all and will never admit that they don't know
it all.
That's
a great point.
So it's easier to say they don't. It's easier to say that, oh, yeah, I've got the answer. And yes, of course, I'm right, rather than actually just saying, do you know what? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have the answer.
And you know, that we also always think that we don't really know a lot either when we don't walk in somebody's shoes. And I have to remember that sometimes when I get on somebody, I sometimes do it to play the other side of the conversation, but I don't always agree with, you know, what's on the table. But you don't really know what somebody's going through if you haven't walked in their shoes. You couldn't possibly know. And I understand that fully. I mean, we can sit and opine and think we know everything, but hell, we don't know everything, you know. A win-win for everybody. I love number six because that should be a lesson in life. Everybody, there's too much of this give and take. I'm going to take a lot, and because you're going to give a lot, or you're going to give a lot because I'm going to take a lot, or whatever the case is. Let's try to create more win-wins. I like win-wins. I like it where everybody wins, ladies. You know, I like to. That's the attitude of life and business deals and other things. It's practical. It makes sense that it's kind of the art of the deal, if you will. I'll just throw that out there for you, just to, you know, tick some of you off on the other side of the aisle. But it is kind of the art of the deal. It's how you make a deal. You kind of create a win-win for everybody. I'll take something, you get something. Okay, cool. I like that game. It's like Chinese checkers almost, right? So,
you know what,
and
Malcolm,
yeah,
the one thing I love about the ladies on this show is that they have an understanding of something that's really something that we all should understand, and that is that you don't get more when you take more, you get more when you give more.
Amen.
And that's just, if everybody would realize that, I mean, we'd be in such a happier place.
Sit, love. That's big time stuff you're saying there, Linda. It makes lots of sense. The seventh one on this list, a rock solid commitment in action to grow, which is, again, personal responsibility for all of us. We all need, well, you know, I kind of look at it, and I don't know if you all agree with this or not, but, you know, as far as a plan of action, right? So I think you got a plan of action in your life. Okay, cool. But I think you need a life mission. I think everybody should have a life plan. What's your life mission? And I think this is something we need to talk about more, ladies, and possibly do a conversation on this. But it really is about having a life mission. What's your life mission? And share it. But So the way I see it is your life mission is at the top. These are your core values. These are the principles. These are the unchangeable things about you, is your core life mission. There are certain things I'm not willing to compromise on. These are those things. Here they are. Okay, cool. And then, you know, if you've got that down, then you should have a 10-year plan, which is a decade out. What's your 10-year plan? So, you know, we're going to, and then your immediate moment plan. What are you going to, so I think it's a 1-year, 10-year life. That's how I set it up, ladies. 1-year, 10-year life. You should have a plan for all three of those things. One's in the present moment. One is in the next decade. And one, this is my life mission, my core and principles, what I'm going to accomplish. So what do you think about all that, Yvette Taylor?
I think it's the exact place that we should have begun the show, Malcolm.
Which is the place we end with, right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's
another conversation.
Yeah, that's something that I work, that's something I talk about a fair amount. There's a lot of things we, you know, I got a lot of things in my briefcase of that you and I could chat about till the cows came home. Because when it comes to inspirational programs and being our best and things that push us ahead as a human race, I mean, I love these kinds of things. I'm all over it. And I've written and originated and created a lot of programs and a lot of ideas to this end. In fact, I'll share with you all right now, if you go to MalcolmOutloud.com, my main site, which I never talk about, I never bring it up because I'm not about a personal agenda, but you'll see it's all good news there. There's no politics there at all. And Yvette, if you've never been there, you check out MalcolmOutloud.com and then you give me a ring and you say, boy, I'll tell you what, you are all of that in a bag of candy, Mr. Malcolm. Wow. Wow. See that? Someone said to me the other day, you have so many facets to your life, Malcolm. You're so many. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what keeps us unique. We are very unique in the facets of who we are and what we want to be. What a delightful conversation. There are so many conversations from this conversation we need to have and that we will have ahead here on life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. It's a great conversation, and I love the fact that we rounded all the corners and talked about it all. But again, self-responsibility, bring it back to you people. Keep it real in your life. Again, life is a gift. Remember, you won the evolutionary lottery. You don't need any more lotteries, people. You already won it. Now what are you going to do with it? That's what you got to really ask yourself, and that's what you have to answer. And believe me when I tell you, I am wishing you the very, very best, the best journey ahead that it possibly could be. I wish that for you today. That's my wish and prayer for each of you today, friends. Thank you for being here and being part of this conversation today. Yvette Taylor, Dr. Faye Wilson, Susan Price, Linda Martinelli. This is Malcolm Out Loud. To be continued, friends.